Cliffcentral. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
Yo, I will not fucking lie, man. I'm actually doing some extreme sports, man. I literally just ran into the studio. I was almost late.
Listen to me, he's out of breath.
Yo, but you know, I made it though. I'm here, right?
I'm here, right?
It's 2 minutes after 3 p.m. It is the Capital Wrap-Up. I'm catching my breath. What up, Monty? What up, Cat? Y'all was scared, huh? Y'all thought I was late, huh? Y'all like, oh, man, what are we going to do with our camp?
Yo, turn my mic on.
Yeah, you're on, fam.
Hey, yo, what up,
what
dog?
What up, old school?
Yo, dog.
Yeah.
I've had a very... No, firstly, I'm just trying to make sure that y'all hear me say what's up. Just so that I ain't get called out.
You don't want no problems.
I don't want no problems, B. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
I'm just trying to put some respect on it. You know? Like, the past few days have been very dope for me, like, in terms of hip-hop. Like, you know... Like,
I think I know why.
You know why. And last night, like just sealed it off, like, in a spectacular way.
Yeah.
Because Pusha T and Jay-Z dropped... Drug Dealers Anonymous, and is fucking epic, my dog.
I actually haven't heard it yet. I haven't heard it yet.
All I heard was that Jay-Z's verse is crazy.
It's insane, dog. Like, I think he made up for that garbage that he did on that All The Way Up remix. Have you heard the remix?
Yeah.
I told y'all it was garbage.
I don't think it's garbage. I just think you could have done better.
At Jay-Z standards.
Look, I just think you could have done better. I don't think it was garbage.
I thought it was garbage.
Yeah, but you're old school.
You know, that's damn sure. You know me.
All right, cool, Shab. Without further ado, man, let's get into our news. We are going to be hanging out with DJ Switch a little bit later, so make sure you stick around for that. You can call in later on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us at CliffCentral.com. You can Facebook us. You can also WeChat us on Cliff Central. Straight into the news. On the new music front, man, DJ Radix put out his brand new video for Sweet Escape featuring Kyle Dage, Reason, Ginger Trill. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, I saw it. Why is he taking off his top, though? Like, somebody needs to tell him he ain't capital, though. He ain't shut up cap, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, why you taking shots at the homie, man? Come on.
That's my homie Malcolm. What up, Malcolm?
Nasty C put out two new joints. Not one, but two new joints.
I only heard the one. What's the other one?
Come on. That's why you got me, fam.
Stay woke, fam. Stay woke.
He put out Switched Up. The other one was actually like a teaser. It was about a minute and a half long. And that's called Don't Do It. What I'm going to do is, usually we play a song after the music. I'm going to play both those songs because they're both fairly short. Switched Up is like 2 minutes and Don't Do It's like a minute and a half. So we're going to play those brand new Nasty C joints after the news. Smash has put out a new record as well called Leave Me Alone.
That track is on fire, B.
Yeah.
I was at the trap house.
I didn't know what to make of that sound. I was like, is that a good thing or bad thing?
I was at the trap house this Thursday.
Yeah.
Yo. I won't lie. Like, it was Switch. It was Smashes. It was Tweezy. Like, everybody was on point on Thursday. Like, at Kantari. Like, that was the trap house, boy.
So you enjoyed it?
Yo, I went bananas, boy.
Old school. There you go, old school.
I went straight up gorilla.
Dream Team's also put out three brand new videos for their interludes on the album. The interludes are obviously a little bit more personal when they each decide to tell their story. So they each decided to shoot a video for that, which I thought was pretty interesting.
How long are the interludes?
About 2.5 minutes apiece.
Okay.
Is this a prelude to solo careers?
I don't know, man. I really don't know. I just think we need to have Dream Team here. We've never had them before. So, I'll try to set that up and then we can talk about it.
No, I have a lot of questions.
Cap actually wants them to break up. He's
It was a question, though.
Okay, so what's happening with Dash? Like, because he's out here this weekend. Like, are they going solo?
No, matter how, dog.
You want
to
know?
Even though they did that on their first mixtape, like the first mixtape that they came out with, like they each had an interlude, which was cool. But then now they're shooting videos like individually.
Yeah, but I mean, also they didn't, you know, I mean,
What are you saying to
Obviously, they're trying to sell the album. They're trying to push the album.
No, I'm not.
With the mixtape, it was for free. They had no reason to shoot all those videos. Do you know what I mean?
All right, cool then.
All right, Kat thinks they're breaking up. But anyway.
That's a prelude. That's what I'm saying.
Shane Eagle put out a brand new joint. I like the joint, actually. It's called I'm Back.
Yeah, yeah. We actually heard that track like right after last week's show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Funny enough. AKA put out the video for Dreamwork. Have you guys seen the video?
Yes.
I think it's a dope video, but I just like it. Don't get it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't get it.
I don't like. I don't like the way they told the story. Like, it was like, how Njota? Why is the homie doing that Kendrick thing in, at the end of the video?
Let me ask you guys something. Maybe you guys understand something that I don't. What does Dreamwork mean? I think maybe that's why I don't get the video.
Yeah, me too.
I like the song. I fucking love the song, but I don't know what Dreamwork means. Yeah. So when I saw the video,
that's why I don't get it either. Yeah, because I would think it means like, you know, all the hard work.
Yeah,
and it makes the dream work.
The dream work. Yeah.
But
and teamwork then I watched makes the dream work.
Then I watched the video and I was like, why is a homie like getting shot by Popo?
You know what I mean? Like out of nowhere, and then AKA is like the eyewitness, and then he just rocks up in the frame like, I ain't got me in a good mood. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this nigga just got shot. You talking about dollar signs?
I didn't get. Then he's floating in the air.
Dog! I was like, who Kendrick went to
God? Maybe when he explains it to us, we'll get it.
Yeah, maybe. Have you guys heard Casper's new record? Casper put out a record on Friday Skellum. Called Skellum.
Yeah. Heard the joint.
I actually heard it.
I heard the joint.
Actually dope.
Yeah. I was impressed. I feel like he's been listening to me.
Whoa, guys. What is it?
I feel like he's been listening to me.
Okay, right, exactly. When I thought of that, I was like, this guy's been listening to Cat. Like,
I feel like he's been listening to me talking about, yo, he went all the way in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but definitely.
Like, I think it was supposed to happen. He needed to. Because he can't drop another lukewarm track anymore.
Yeah.
Like, he's dropped enough. He's dropped enough lukewarm tracks.
I don't agree he with you on the lukewarm come part, hard. But...
He has to come hard now.
You talk about bars, and that's
fine. Yeah, I'm talking about bars.
But he was really rapping on the joint.
Yeah, I think it was really dope.
I think it was dope. Yeah. I think the bars were dope.
He was
dope.
Like, right
I'm just
now.
Sad of the happenings of the day that kind of overshadowed.
Ish.
You know? What happened?
The Twitter rant, the AKA Zintle and Bonang, which we're going to get into a bit later. Tweezy also put out his brand new video for Ambitions. I
they
didn't
pulled
see
up
video.
On that nigga.
We're going to get to that too.
I haven't seen the video yet, but I really dig the song.
Yeah, the song is dope. Yeah, I won't lie. Like, yo, guys, you should have been there, Kantari, guys. It was insane.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, thanks.
What do you mean, dog?
Thanks,
y'all on social media. You DJ Capital. Come on, man.
Thanks.
Let's
for
go overseas with the news for a bit. Schoolboy Q has announced his album release date. Apparently, he's going with the July 8th date, which is their summer.
Finally.
And like Top Dog did say, it is coming out in the summer. So said no more pushbacks. July 8th is the date. Moving along, Nick Cannon has issued out 100,000. Rap battle challenge.
I saw this.
So this battle. No, he was just like, yo, man, I'm tired of all this shit. Anyone who wants to battle me, 100K, let's do it.
This guy thinks it's wilding out.
You know what I mean? Like, he thinks this is wild style.
To be fair, he did say the battle would be in wild style fashion.
Come on, man.
I don't know, I guess,
like,
yeah,
no,
more
but
fun,
then,
more comedy. Yeah,
are they doing like, yeah, like, yeah. It's like, come on, guys. Seriously, respect us.
So, yeah, that's what's happening.
I guess you got money to waste.
But now, Bow Wow, King Los, Disaster, and Murder Mook have all responded to his challenge.
Oh!
So now, apart from Bow Wow,
guys, do you know
other
Disaster?
Guys can actually hold it down.
Disaster, like, guys.
Disaster killed Cannabis' career.
Proper. Yeah, like, to a point where Cannabis
Let me get my notepad.
And Cannabis can rap.
Cannabis is one of the greatest, man.
No,
so,
he's not.
In terms of battle caps.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, in terms of battles.
Come on, Jesus.
Second round knockout is, like, one of the top five. Like diss tracks of all time.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So that's happening. Kanye West's office was broken into. Someone broke into the door and stole laptops and desktop computers worth $20,000. I don't know what it's for, but
has
I
to mean, be an inside job.
Yeah. They
How?
Think his team,
but
his team
security's
thinks
whack.
It's an inside job. His team thinks it's an inside job.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think it's kind of childish.
I think it's a publicity stunt though.
Apparently none of the computers have been hacked into. I don't know how they would know that, but they say they've been hacked. None of them have been hacked into. So yeah. Yeah. Gucci Mane is finally out of prison. Free Gucci.
That's my nigga. Goo up.
He was released 116 days before he was supposed to be released. And his legal team says the reason for that is because there's a number of days that he was, you know, being held while awaiting trial that were not accounted for.
Then that means, like, Bobby Shmurda can't go to jail anyway. If that's the case.
Yeah, but
Bobby Shmurda has been, like, in jail for, like, 500 days without a trial, though.
Yeah, but, you know, it always boils down to how good your legal team is. You know what I mean? So yeah, Gucci came out and he's lost mad weight, man. So
yeah, dog. Apparently, like, he's been in the gym. I mean, like,
he's got a six pack.
Like,
and shit,
I ain't gonna be no bitch.
And he just put out a brand new single with Mike Will, actually, the day after he got out.
Yeah,
and he's already done 1.6 million streams.
That's
so, I like the song.
Yeah, in 2 days. Yeah, bringing it back home. So AKA. Had a bit of a Twitter rant
First it started on Friday
when he was just DJ Zintler posted one of Euphonics t-shirts. The Nokia t-shirts shit. And he just lost his mind, man. He was just going in and, you know, just about how fed up he is. And he let out a lot of his personal issues,
you know?
Which is something we've never seen AKA do to that level, to that extent.
Cool,
fast forward a couple of days later, he just starts going in on Tweezy after Tweezy mentioned him in an interview.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, man, I don't know why this guy's praising me, but he's blocked me on Twitter. So he just went in and yeah, man, that's.
I just think like AKA has reached that level of success where paranoia is breakfast, lunch, and supper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
like, probably true.
Like, you know, when you're at the top and
you think everyone's against
everybody's
you
against you. It's like, what the hell? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you get so paranoid to a point where, like, you lose it, you know? And hopefully he doesn't reach breaking point.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't think he will.
Said he was releasing stories.
Yeah, dog. But, like, at the same time. But here's the thing.
He just put the tag.
But here's the thing.
And he didn't really do much on the
But track. Here's the thing.
No, that was the baddest.
But here's the thing. In terms of Zintle, I feel like as his baby mama, I think she also has a part to play in this whole situation because, I mean, she's been endorsing Homeboy's nemesis. Like, in terms of Casper, Euphonic, you know what I mean? And it's like, wow. You know what I mean? And at the same time, you have moms out here who's talking this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think he's probably a bit pissed off in terms of all of that, you know, in terms of his personal life.
My thing is that
I just hope he doesn't break.
If I hurt you, I can't tell you how to react. I can't be like, get over it. Like, yeah, I'm sorry I hurt you. I said sorry. Get over it. You know what I mean? I decided to hurt you. I don't know how you're going to react.
Whether you're going to go to my enemies. I mean, some breakups are clean, some are messy.
Yeah.
I just hope, you know, for both their sake, for the sake of the baby, that you know, things can get resolved in a grown up manner, man. In some more interesting news locally, P. Diddy has followed a bunch of SA hip hop acts on Instagram.
I saw that.
He's following OK Malum, Cool Cat, he's following KO, DJ Speedster, Dalez, Questa, like a bunch of cats. Nasty C as well. Yeah, like
I'm sure he got like all that word from Black Coffee.
I think so, who the niggas in SA.
But I know AKA is not in that list.
AKA is not on that list, and neither is Casper, funny enough.
Exactly, because both
of the
cats
beef.
Because of the
Casper and Coffee are cool.
Are they cool?
Yeah.
I think it was because of
he
AKA
brought him up at
Coffee
the dome.
Little...
He brought him out at the dome.
Oh yes, you're right.
AKA and Coffee had a little thing on Twitter. I think maybe that's why.
Yeah,
I think
Coffee
likes AK.
Maybe someone else is the reason Diddy's following all
That's
people.
Also true.
Like, maybe it has nothing
We're
to do with Black Coffee. We're just making shit up.
Hey,
right now.
Speculation, dog. It's like football, dog. You never know who's going to which team.
In some other interesting news, man, I really feel like the world is really watching South African hip hop right now because just last week, a noisy documentary covering SA hip hop was released.
I saw that documentary.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I need to go and check that out.
They followed Casper and Ricky. Mainly Casper.
Yeah, mainly Casper.
Where did they follow Ricky him to?
Went to his hood, like his mama's house.
Yeah.
And then
went
to
his crib, went to Major League Gardens. Caught the show out there.
Yeah.
So.
Are you in it?
Nah.
What? Well, maybe like they caught you in the clip they play Nyana.
Nah, I'm not in it, cat. The charge is old school. Fuck.
How, dog? You that nigga? How?
Yeah, I know. Fuck. Yeah, fuck you, cat. I'm killing your mic, nigga. Shit.
It was pretty cool, though. I'm happy. That's quite dope.
Yeah, man. I think it's really dope, man. Also, in some more news, rounding off the local news. So, Slicker on Life and Miss Cosmo are collabing on a tape called the Underdog Tape, which is due for release on June 16th. Basically, Slicker on Life has this thing called Underdog Day. And they just put out like a whole bunch of upcoming talent.
Yeah, one of the niggas that's on the mixtape, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
But one of the niggas that was on the mixtape, like, he performed on Thursday as well at Kantari.
That's part of the mixtape as well. Building up to the mixtape, the people that they select also get a chance to perform at Kantari. Yeah. Which is pretty cool, man. I think it'll really grow the culture. It'll really, you know, give new cats, you know, like a lane to play with, and it's good for the come up, man.
You know who's on it?
No, I don't.
But you know, do you remember like there was this other magazine? They used to, I think it was Hype. They always used to have like a upcoming artist, like kind of mixtape.
Yeah, top five unsigned.
Yeah, top five.
Oh,
the tape.
Like, the tapes. I remember the tape. Yeah.
What happened to that, dog?
Well, Hype no longer prints copies.
Happened to rap? Went to the homie DJ Switch, man.
We're going to hang out with DJ Switch after the music. But as promised, I got two brand new Nasty C joints to play for you. The first one is called Switch Up. The second is called Don't Do It. It's a bit of a teaser. Let's get straight into it. This is the Capital Wrap Up.
Tell you how I never changed, I never switched up. Always been this thirsty look, I always had the hiccups. You know the devil gon' test you. Don't you fall under the pressure, babe.
Don't do it. Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
So those were the two brand new Nasty C joints, Switched Up and Don't Do It.
Heat.
Either kid is on fire.
Hala,
either kid is on fire.
Don't do it.
As promised, we are hanging out with DJ Switch. What up, my G?
Yo, what it do, Cap?
Are you good, fam?
I'm good, man. You, my G?
I'm easy. First and foremost, man, apparently the last interview you did, you were drunk as fuck. You want to tell us about that?
Yo, dog, if you had Contari, you'd know what was up. So.
Yo, the trap house, fam.
You co-sign the shit out of Contari. You love Contari. Do they pay
you? No, dog.
Yeah,
like,
Hold on.
First of all,
yeah,
let me tell you, it was the first time I've been to Kantari in like 4 months.
Couldn't believe.
I could not believe.
Nah, dog. That was my second time and I couldn't believe.
Yeah.
It was lit. I was like, hey, it's too much.
It's dog, that place is a trap house, boy.
That's another crazy place. Yo.
Bad beds all over.
It's like Rhino Bar on steroids.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, that's before your time.
Yeah, before y'all niggas. Yeah.
Oh, you went to Rhino Bar?
Dog, can I tell you something? It was like, I know you remember it. Remember the yard?
Yo, okay. It was twice that.
Yeah, but like.
The same vibes.
Oh.
Like, everyone came out there last Thursday, I won't lie. Last Thursday was too much.
But was I too couldn't much. Believe.
Yo, all right, cool. They got aircon out there now?
Yeah, boy.
The boys had aircon, dog.
Yeah, no.
There was a point where they were struggling.
Yeah.
Nah.
Actually, that was the last time I went there. Like, the first day it started again.
Yeah.
That was the last time I went.
All right, cool, man. So we are hanging out with DJ Switch. Switch, my G, we have never actually had you on the Capital Wrap-Up, so...
But I had you on the show when I was a guest.
Actually, I think that may have been... Was that my first time on Cliff Central? It may have been. Yeah.
Of course it was.
Yeah, it may have been. We're gonna have to take it all the way back, dog. You know, just in case people want to know how you really got into this hip hop shit. I know when you started, you were a B-boy.
Yeah.
So how did you growing up d- decide that, you know what, this genre is for me, and I actually like the dance aspect of it? How did you get involved with all of that?
I just saw Prophets of the City one day on TV, and I said, yo, I want to do that shit. And that was it. And then I found a place. There was this place called Insanity in town.
Yeah.
Well, Reality at the time. Uh-huh. And I found, like, you know, then these guys from Cape Town came up, Black Noise, and, you know, they were like, yo, we're doing breakdance classes out here. So I was like, yo, I'm in. And then I met, like, C-Live's little brother, another guy, Versatile, and we formed the group Static B-Boys.
Yeah.
And then we just started breaking since then. And then, you know, our claim to fame was Yo TV.
Yeah.
So that, like, really, like, just sort of, like, catapulted us to the next level. And then we, like, we combined with the 021 B-Boys, which was Vokes and Shorty Blitz.
Yeah.
And then we did Yo TV together. And then we just started, you know, building on that. And then from that, you know, then I started a breakdance competition. And
yeah.
Where we found a lot of people, repertoires, Jorzy,
yeah.
Georgia Vakian. You know, we found a lot of people there. And then, obviously, a lot of things sprung from that. And that was, like, right here in Rivonia,
yeah.
Like, up the road at this hall. And we were charging like $10 entrance or like $20 entrance for people just to come and hang out on Saturday. And there's B-Boys, there's DJs, you know, we had DJ Ready DR, DJ Azul. And, you know, in that time, I was transitioning to becoming a DJ.
Yeah.
And that was like where, you know, I saw like Ready D and them when they were scratching and stuff. I saw like that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, and then that just happened. And, you know, then I started playing clubs and all that kind of stuff, learning from C-Live, learning from, you know, Naked DJ now and then, but more C-Live, DJ Zone, DJ Ready D. That's pretty much where I learned, you know, how to DJ and pretty much put sets together.
Yeah.
And, you know, learn the art of turntablism, you know, entering competitions, DJ competitions. Obviously, that's not around no more. Like, no one can do it. And if you do try it, don't do it at all because you probably suck.
Yo, so funny enough, so there was a tag here
yeah.
event.
Oh, that, yeah. I heard about it. And I mean, like, Leon won it.
Yo, no, obviously. You know? Yo, Leon.
I don't think anyone was shocked that Leon won.
Do you think, but you think you can still bust a move? You know, maybe
what, breakdancing?
Yeah,
anytime, dog. Let's go right now.
Actually, sorry, I think it was at the Hip Hop Awards.
Yeah, at the Hip Hop Awards, yeah, we did like, something. We did, we presented the honorary award to Ready D.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you know, but obviously, you know, I spoke to some of the DJs from that competition. They said, well, you played all the club stuff, so no one understood the scratching stuff. So, obviously, it was like,
you know. Yeah, and like, people,
so I don't know what you call clean, you know what I mean?
I remember like the days when Switch used to play at Vaca and. You used to play with your with the drumming gents.
Oh yeah.
What's his name?
J-Star.
Yeah, J-Star. Like, he would scratch as well. Like, you know, some people would like sometimes people will like it. Some people would be like, okay, what are you doing?
What's going on?
You know what I mean? Like,
and you know, I think, you know, just like, you know, you mentioning that, I think it's just the evolution of being an artist and, you know, evolving your craft. So if you're just gonna consistently play, like, I mean, we did that show for when Drake came the first time. We opened up for Drake. We did that show there.
Yeah.
And people were like, "What the hell is going on?"
Yeah.
We did that at the World Cup, at one of the fan parks. People were just like tripping balls because, you know, if you just constantly DJ, you're just a DJ. To me, you'll just be like another DJ that's passing by, and then you know, you're in a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. So you know, and I've been doing this shit for like over 10 years. So if you don't, like, you know, consistently evolve yourself for whatever you're doing, then you're just like stagnant and you'll never ever become something. Or if not, you're not, you know, giving back to the game or influencing the game or, you know, giving back or, you know, just saying like, yo, this is my lane and this is what separates me from a Capital, a Speedster, a Dimples, a Milkshake.
Yeah.
And I've seen many times some people try different things and they just don't get it right, because if you're going to move out of the space of just being a club DJ, you should at least have like turntable skills. You know, yeah. And that's where, you know, you get your mentorship and you're coming from different people that have those skills, and you got to like watch clips from overseas and see what they're doing and see what's hot and what's new.
Yeah.
And see if you can apply yourself to that and then obviously get it right. You know, because I mean, you're going to spend a lot of time scratching. Like, that's hours and hours of dedication. So when you do that and you start evolving your art and your craft, you know, then it becomes something totally different. I don't think like, you know, Dynamo or David Blaine stays the same. They're always like stretching themselves in their art form.
Yeah.
They're stretching themselves to take it to the next level. You know what I mean?
Dynamo, yes. David Blaine was just in a box for days. Like, how's that? That's not a magic trick, nigga. That's poverty.
Sure. So, I mean, that's just the most important thing. Like, you know, to always, like, take yourself to the next level. Like, you know, we were speaking about Nasty, like, how he's on the come up. Like, he's right now, he is the epitome of, like, the new wave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got bars. He's bringing, you know, he's got bars. He's got skill. He's got talent. He's raw talent. Not only that, he's a producer. You know, he can write. He can do everything. You know what I mean? He is it. You know what I mean? He is all in one. And the only thing is, you know, he's spending more time on, you know, writing good content and as opposed to producing. But he's got an ear for producing. You know, that's why he produced Way It Go. You know what I mean? He wrote the hook and he produced it. So
I actually didn't know he produced that joint.
Yeah, he produced that joint.
Do me.
No, nasty. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm like thinking, what?
So, you know, it's like, you know, and that's the thing that I like about him. And, you know, he's humble for now.
So
he's humble for now. And, you know, I hope he just stays in that lane and just like just remains humble and stays consistent with his craft until a point where he can just wild out and just go buck, you know,
and go crazy.
And I think, you know, he's going to have his time where he's, you know, he's still a kid. He's still growing up. You know what I mean? He's still going to hit like 21. And then, you know, and do what, I mean, he's like...
And then hit his stride.
Yeah, and then hit his stride. But I mean, like, at this age right now, like, hip-hop was never this young in South Africa.
Never, ever was hip-hop. Just in high school writing scripts.
I mean, dude, like, what about NCT?
Dog, hip-hop was not this it young.
Let's say the peak of hip-hop was never
But they were
young.
Immature, though.
But come on, guys. Guys. Dude, NCT won an award. Great. But I mean, like, look at Nasty, what he's done. He's broken boundaries.
Yeah.
Right? The guy, I mean, okay, him and MT, I mean, they had the biggest African artists from the continent feature on their songs. Right?
Yeah. After one single each.
Yeah. AKA Casper and obviously, you know, WizKid and Davido. Yeah. I mean, like, who does that? I mean, and obviously, yes, times has changed since Entity. Yes, they were the youngest then, and times have changed, and now we've got the internet, and everything moves fast. You know what I mean? It's a totally different ballgame, and, you know, you got to just adapt or die, that kind of vibe. You know? So it's really just like it's been a good journey to see what's been happening, and I think, you know, I'm just blessed still to be around and still doing my shit, you know, hard. Yeah.
Going back a bit, because we've covered so much in that a little bit of a conversation. So you used to dance on your TV. Firstly, how did you, you know, have that conversation from being a dancer to now being a DJ on your TV? And secondly, do you feel like being a DJ on your TV helped you in terms of longevity? Because now these kids that were in your audience, they literally grew up with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, definitely. I mean, that's just a given thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, you know, you go to different clubs, people are like, yo, you still on your TV? I'm like, dude, come on now. And they're like, yo, give me a shout out. And it'll be like at like Vaka Mate, where all the Indian people are at. They're like, yo, give me a shout out, bro. I'm like, yo, you gotta be fucking kidding yourself. You know, and that's like dumb. It's dumb as shit. But I mean, like, it's the truth though, you know. And you know, a lot of people are still like, you know, I mean, some parents are like, yo, is that the boy that had the nice eyes with the dreads? I'm like, yeah, that's me, mommy. You know what I mean? And I mean, like, you know, that has definitely, you know, sustained my longevity. Especially as you know, Cap, like, people come and go. You know, and if they can't sustain this whole DJ thing, then they become a promoter. You know, and they like, then they start holding the hub and whatever the case may be. So I think
those shots or what?
Yeah, it is shots. Whoa. So what are you saying?
I'm just saying,
no, but it's a fact. The truth will sound like a shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so it is the truth. You know what I mean? So, you know, some DJs can't maintain, and then they just like, yo, I'm going to become a promoter because I'm not going to go work a 9-to-5 and this is quick money. So then like, yo, I'm a promoter now. And then it's like, you like, now you're the doorkeeper and you're like, you know, or you the gatekeeper, you're standing there and you're like, yeah, no, you can't play or whatever the case would be. And it's like, what? And it's like, yo, I gave you this life, guy, because you looked up to me and now you're like the guy.
Shit.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's how personal it can get. And I mean, you will relate. You've seen it happen so many times where people become like that. And then it's just like, because they couldn't make it. They couldn't make it and they didn't have the resources, but I think they just didn't have the flair or the energy. I mean, like, there's many times I think, like, you know, Cap would be like, shit, I should be on that lineup. I should be on that lineup. I should be on this lineup. And then you wonder, like, how did that guy get on that lineup?
Yeah.
You know, so.
He's a nobody.
And you're just like, okay. And obviously now there's a lot of big camps that's building. And these camps are, like, boosting other people that are, you know, that are there. You know what I mean? So, I mean, and that's fine.
You got to, so basically you're saying, the DJ game right now, it's a point where you gotta lick a nigga's ass, like, to get onto a dope lineup. Like,
Doug, it's real.
A lineup that's synonymous with a dope party.
I think, you know, not necessarily, but I think also it's like, what have you got to offer? You know, as a DJ, what have you got to offer? Like, you know, Cap is on, is, you know, Cap's now on TV. You know, he's on, he's killing Club 808. You know, he's got this joint. And it's like, yo, that's cool to see. you know, like seeing like other DJs, like, you know, following the same footsteps as some of the DJs that are, you know, still out there doing the thing that, but have been in the game. And it's only making sure that, yo, you can't sustain yourself as a DJ if you do it the right way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So your hustle has to really be on like 1,000.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, YoTV definitely, I mean, I chucked when it was just about a crash.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, then MTV, you know, Compact came in and it was like, yo, I gotta be out, son. It's like, yo, it's about to get lit. I'm out, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and that was my decision to jump ship. And it was only because I could just see what was happening around me. And I was like, yo, the show's going down, yo.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's before the time of Twitter and Facebook came. I jumped ship and I went to DJ Spoo's radio show. You know, I did a little small feature, like a gadget review kind of thing. And that was cool. And that's when I started learning about like social media, like Twitter came on. And that started popping. You know, and then of course, you know, Facebook started popping. If we as YoTV kids had everything that everybody has today.
Oh my God.
Some niggas won't be having jobs today. For real, for real.
Damn.
For real.
Yeah. I got love for this nigga because he's a straight up dude.
Yeah.
He said shots. He's not a diplomat. He's just like, keeping it real.
Fuck it. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100.
I want to know, Kat, he was talking about like fame and stuff earlier. And he's talking about how it can get to people and stuff like that. Do you think, does it ever get to you and does it suck? And where do you think you're at right now with the fame game?
Hey, with the fame game, I'm just, you know, for me, and we were chatting about this yesterday, you know, I can come from the underground and be in the commercial at the same time. So for me, I'm not really fazed about the fame. If it doesn't pay me, then what the fuck? You know what I mean? So what's the point? You know what I mean? And yeah, you've got to do all this like interviews and shit like this. But if it's not going to pay you, then what's the point?
Mm.
You know, so like people are like, you know, I got a call before I came here with like, yo, are you going to the Summers? And I said, no, I'm not nominated. So why will I go?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I'm not booked, then why am I going?
Yeah.
You know, not just to be seen.
Money.
100%. But I mean, some people are going just to be seen.
Just to be seen, yeah.
You know, and then you come back Monday or you stuck there on Sunday, like most Durban Julys happen where people are stuck. They're like,
That's real talk.
No, they're stuck. Yeah. They're like stuck, you know, and I mean like they're stuck there and we've seen it happen. Like people get stuck at the Durban July because all they wanted to do was to be seen.
Yeah, people's honeys and things.
Hey, mostly honeys for sure.
Yeah.
You know, there was like 10 breakups with like a bunch of people I went and no one left. You know, it's crazy shit like that.
Yeah, I've heard of breakups like that.
So, you know, and you know, the fame thing, that blame the fame game. I mean, it's like, it is what it is, dog. But I mean, like, for us DJs, we're still going to get it no matter what we do. You know what I mean? It's going to be there for whatever you do. So if you just put out music, you're still going to get the attention because you're doing something different and everybody sees you on TV. And now it's like, the Huns are like, yo, the Huns are up and they're like, yo, put me in your video. And you're like, what you going to do?
Watch out.
Keep it real. Fame hasn't been a problem or anything like that in your life.
You know, I've been told many times and I think... Yeah, no, with my family, my mom loves it. You know, she's just super proud, you know, and it pays the bills, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go back and I can say like, yo, I know I'm actually a qualified graphic designer. I've got a certificate. But, you know, from what I have from just DJing and hip hop, it will sustain me forever.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So thank the founders or the pioneers that have brought it to South Africa.
Yeah.
And, you know, with them, you know, you got to always give respect to those people that you've learned from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you don't honor those cats, you actually don't respect this whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's why some people, their careers are short-lived because they don't actually know what's going on. So they don't know the history. They don't know anything. They're just here for like, yo, I'm going to make a quick $500. I'm going to get some fame. I'm going to get some honeys. And then, yo, I'm the shit. And I've seen it so many times, you know? And for every person in hip-hop, they're trying to evolve themselves. Like dancers that I've seen are now becoming rappers. You know, or singers or whatever. That's a real thing. It's not a lie.
Tell them.
But I know all of them and they're all like, yo, put me on. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Tell them. Fuck them.
All right. You spoke about the pioneers, right?
Yeah.
I feel like when it really comes to DJs making music, you are one of the pioneers in SA. I mean, I think there was a couple of cats who did it before you, but not really to the level that you pushed
100%,
it to.
Yeah.
Does it frustrate you when people don't give you that credit as one of the first DJs to really,
that,
you know?
Really, that grates my balls on the real, for real.
Yeah.
Fuck, I hate it. Because if anything, we started New Age Kwaito. We had, they didn't have a label then,
yeah,
but we did 985 on a quieter beat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pick a box. My yeah. a pick yeah, a yeah, box. Yeah, go yeah. check out that
yeah,
joint.
I remember that. Yeah.
And then come and ask me. Dude, we trended on that. On that day, we trended. We were the first people to trend. And it was just like, yo, DJ Switch has got a joint. And then it was like, yo, the new wave. And trust me.
I actually remember that, yeah.
And trust me, yeah. I've given some niggas some careers out here.
Whoa, watch out.
Trust me, I've given some watch careers out here.
You know, like, oh.
Because it's the truth.
I'm loving the realness.
It's the
here.
Truth because I think, you know, it's come to that point where I'm like, yo, man, I've been staying in my lane for too long.
Yeah.
And I've been doing my shit, like, consistently. And, you know, like you asked that question, like, you know, does it bother you? I say, yeah, it does bother me. Because, obviously, you know, it's like, so what if it wasn't a commercial track? But we did it first, man. It's about who did it first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not about, you know, who did it second. It's about, yo, who pulled out? Who took the risk?
Opened the lane.
Yeah, sure. Opened the lane for many dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What was the thinking behind it, you know? Because, like, as I say, it hadn't okay. been done on that scale. So why did you decide, fuck it, let's do it?
First of all, I was like, yo, there's new cats coming to the game. Like, the Caps, the Speedsters, you know, they're running this whole thing, like, quick.
Yeah.
You know, and you could see it, like, very, very fast. Like, yo, how are these cats doing it? Fine, social media was a big influence. So I was like, yo, I need to up this whole thing. So, you know, and I looked at it, and, you know, when I saw Coffee Play, I'm like, this guy has never been on radio. He's just entered, like, this thing called the Red Bull Music Academy, went overseas, made some serious songs, and then it's like, you must kill us. Stimula blew him up. And that was it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for someone who doesn't have a radio show, for someone that, I mean, he's only on radio this year, right? And, oh, well, I think it was last year on the Roger Good Show. You know, he only started yeah. playing commercial sets for radio from like the end of last year.
Damn.
You know what I mean? And he's been 10 years in the game and now is like, you know, international sensation. So yeah. I was like, the one thing us as hip hop DJs, we don't have product. We don't have a sustainable product that someone can go like, hey, Switch, I've got your CD. Hey, Switch, I've got your new song. But all the rappers are like, yo, you know, we've got our shit on lock.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
the house cats have got their shit on lock. They've got a product.
And even if it's not their shit, they have compilations.
100%.
They have something.
Fresh yeah. has 24 compilations when I started this shit. I'm like, that's it. Like, this guy's got compilations for days. And you can ask any hip-hop DJ. They've got that compilation. They've got Fresh House Flavor 1, 2, and 3. They've got House Africa Volume 1 and 2. They've got those compilations and it's all house compilations. So I'm like, how come us as hip hop DJs don't have it? And then we've got Khaled and Drama like
yeah,
doing this
like
shit.
Khaled, like,
exactly. So for me, I was just like, yo,
you do it.
I'm going to do this shit. So yeah. I called up Cypher and I'm like, yo, I've been wanting to do this thing. And even when I was, you know, at Fifth Season, you know, I got gated there too. And I said, yo, I want to do this mixtape thing. And, you know, with the likes of, you know, meeting J Period as well, you know, these guys have got like, sustainable things that give them a regular income without them even having to play yeah. anywhere around the world.
Mm.
And that's how they make their money. DJ Jazzy Jeff has got an album. DJ AM, he was like the celebrity DJ that passed away.
Yeah.
I mean, he dated Paris Hilton.
Yeah, he died in the bus accident on the tour with Eminem, no?
He dated with... No, Eminem's still alive, dog.
No, man. On the tour with Eminem.
He dated Nicole Richie.
Management.
He dated Nicole Richie. You know, Lionel's daughter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody knew him. And he was a dope, real DJ. Like, he could mess up shit.
Yeah.
And they actually have a feature for him on the Serato DJ platform.
Shit. Yeah.
And that's when you hide your tracks.
Is that why you press the letters AM?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it for him?
Yeah.
Damn, okay. That's insane.
Yeah, so, I didn't know that.
Of course. And how long you been playing on that shit for?
Step your shit up, yeah. Cap.
All right, cool. So I think it was 2014 Hype Awards. I mean, Hip Hop Awards. That's when you took the mixtape of the year?
Yeah.
Why did you decide to work on a mixtape and not an album?
Product, once again.
Why not an album?
Because South Africa's not ready for a DJ album, a hip hop DJ album.
You right? What's the difference between
dimples.
The two? What's the difference?
Dimples,
is that a shot or what?
No, like, it's a real thing.
Okay.
It's like,
I mean, they call this
yeah, they call
mixtape.
This album mixtape. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real thing. Like, you know, you can, like, he even said, I mean, you know, we are not on our group, and he said, like, yo, it's tough because, I mean, you can't justify like the money you put into the album, and then the return of sales or investment is like, it's like nothing. You know what I mean? So I say, you know what? Fuck, like putting out an album, because if anything, right, you can get it out to the stores, but if no one buys it physically. And like, you're not even making like 5,000 sales in South Africa, but you got like 100,000 downloads. doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't.
That's a host.
So now, in terms of the music, you're still paying to make it.
100%. So, wants to get paid.
Yeah, of course. But now, the difference is, where is the difference? I'm asking you now. In terms of, if you have an album, you're paying for the music.
Relevancy.
So are you saying mixtapes are more relevant than albums?
No, you're just trying to keep relevant. So you gotta put out a product. You see, not only freaking Hammanskraal can touch DJ Switch if I'm like in Joburg. So how do we get it to them? Via social. It's faster. They don't have to walk to musical or take out whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's gonna be relevancy, then great. I mean, like, ever since I just dropped this new joint, people are just like, what? Like, how? And it was like, yo, I've been doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's when we get you capturing now a new audience.
Mm.
And they're now starting to, you know, divert to you. And then we're like, well, it's always been there.
Yeah.
Not only that. So, you know, we'll get into that later. But I mean, like, it's just a matter of you know, being relevant and, you know, putting out and contributing to the game. Because, I mean, if, let's say, for example, I don't contribute, what are the club owners and promoters going to say? They're going to go, well, what have you been doing? You know, you got to stay consistent and relevant. You know, I'm not going to go on and rant at everybody.
Yeah,
because
you're going to be irrelevant, yeah.
You know, you're gonna rant and rant about what?
Yeah.
But you're not getting bookings. Like, yo, what are you doing? Like, do something. You know what I mean? And not because, you know, $500 DJ, but because, like, yo, this is Switch. It's been around in the game for long. And you're just showing cats, like, yo, you can be relevant until the end. Fatboy Slim is, like, almost 60 years old.
And he's still dropping shits.
Like, if he gets booked, he'll sell out. Because he's a legend.
Yeah.
So how do you like leave your legacy behind so that people will be like, yo, this guy dropped this shit. He changed the whole thing. He changed the whole DJ game. If my peers, my mentors are saying like, yo, big ups to you. You just flipped this whole thing again. That means I'm doing something.
Mm.
Because they did it first. And now I'm doing something that they didn't think about or do the right way. I mean, now we've got social, but it's like, I did, like you said, I wanted to do it bigger. I wanted to make everything like crisp. Like, if you're going to put out this video, we're going to put out a video and it's going to look like too dope. It's going to be crisp as hell, right? And not only that, like, yo, even some, you know, some of the mommies in my videos even made it out there. You know what I mean? I can mention some names.
What, did you put them on?
You know, yo, John, I've been putting people on.
You know what tells me about that? That like, yo, I introduced you to this shit. Like, it reminds me of Ether. Like, what Nas says to Jigga, you know what I mean? Like,
wait, what's
you my son, nigga. Like, pretty much the second verse, the whole of the second verse is like, dog, I introduced you to this shit. Yeah. Now you want to take my shit? Like, come on. You know?
Yeah. So you mentioned something now, right? Obviously with the brand new single Now or Never that we are going to play. We actually usually play more music in the show, but like,
yeah, like
because the conversation is so real and so, you know, we're like, fuck the music, we'll play out with the joint.
Yeah, sure.
So now with Now or Never, you've really... Like, it's literally a question. What happened to rap?
Sure.
You know? But the previous single, niggas were rapping.
Yeah.
So, like, how important is rap for the culture?
Like, yo, you know, I think from the response
that
it's getting, it's real. Like, it's really, really real. And I picked that up from Where It Go.
Yeah.
Where It Go, I mean, like, Nasty, I met him, like, last year in May. I was on this DJ tour thingy. You know, we, like, you know, getting campus DJs and stuff. And I met him, and then the whole Durban clique was there. About A1 Wolf, you know, Gemini was there. The whole Run DBN crew was there. They did a performance. And then it was like, yo, there's this kid, Nasty C. So I'm like, yo, like, who is this kid? But you had already known him already for a while. And you even said, like, yo, watch out for this kid. You've been saying.
Yeah.
You know? And even Scoop seen this guy. Even Freddy seen this guy. But I was like, yo, this is like this kid is raw. Like, he's got an energy that is going to take him to the next, like, he is the next thing if he just gets put in the right place.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just started having conversation, but he can rap. He is a rapper. And if he's this young, rapping this good, then there's something about it, like, the new wave is coming. So, you know, for me, you know, when we did Where It Go, and it was actually weird. You must hear the story behind that as well. That was...
Well, tell us the fucking story, Switch.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, fuck.
So, the story goes like this. And I think, you know, like, just like, you know, half of the... You know that, like, Dream Team was also like a bunch of dancers.
Yeah.
Like they were crumpers. They were real crumpers.
Genesis Kings.
Genesis Kings. You know, we used to meet at these hip hop battles. Like, you know, we've seen a lot of shit, like with all these new cats that are there.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we in Studio One. So actually, you know, Tumi calls me up out of the blue, like, yo, King, what's up? I'm like, yo, what's up, Tumi? I'm like, yo, it's the rap king out here.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, you want to work? I say, what? I said, let's do it. I call up Nas and said, yo, dog, have you got any new shit? I'm going into studio tonight, right? But I'll let you know when we're done. And he says, yo, I got this one beat I made this morning. So and that was on the day of like, you know, of recording. So Youngster's in town. So, you know, Tumi's like, yo, Young is also in town. Let's bring him. I said, dope. And then it was like Ginger was also supposed to be on the track.
Oh, shit.
But he left to an interview, never came back.
It's true.
So we were like,
Ginger.
It's I was true. Like, ah, it's rough now. So yo. We said, so now we record. Tumi goes in, and these guys do like one takes.
Yeah.
And they did like, they do both no Tumi ways. And like Youngster. They did like one takes each.
No way.
But basically just a backup, another take, and it was done.
For fuck's sakes.
The hook was already laid by Nasty. We had already, we were listening. Juice Back had already been out 6 months prior.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, yo, listen, this is a kid who produces joint. And he goes, what is it? It's like, no, yes, some of his, this is one of his songs. And we played Juice Back. And he was like, what? So he's like, yo, get the kid on the call. So I'm like, yo, Nasty, guess what? We're sitting in the studio with Tumi. He goes, what? He goes, yeah, just hold on. Speaks to him. And before he knew it, Tumi was out on the plane to go try and sign Nasty up.
In Whoa. Jeez.
Right? Not only that, before, and I was like, yo, Tumi, let's put this kid on because he gave me this like dope music and I want to put him on.
Yeah.
And Tumi was like, he was against it until he heard Juice Back. Then he was like, yo, call this kid up. Call this kid up right now.
Yeah.
So Tumi had seen it. He saw it long before. He got a co-sign. And then when Tumi was sitting, and then they posted that picture up with Tumi and Nasty together.
Yeah.
And that was like a bit of a buzz. Then Kayo called up Nasty. And apparently, homie was buying him like gifts and shit, like the full on bad boy shit. You know what I mean? And then Casper did the same too.
Whoa.
Right? But it seems that, you know, they just keeping their relationships close with Family Tree now. But I mean, like, all I knew is that they're like, yo, let me know when you're in Joburg. We're going to shoot this shit in Joburg.
So are you saying that Nasty C could have been a part of Cash Time?
That's correct.
Could have been Cash Time.
Could have been Family Motif.
Could have been Motif.
Yo, could have been under my label too, dog. Yeah, exactly. You know, and you know, and the thing is, it's like, you know, people come to me and they say like, yo, do you know that you put Nasty on? I said, no, I didn't. I said, sometimes I might think I did, but also I think it's just raw talent and his song Juice Back just took off.
Yeah.
When we dropped Where It Go, people were like, yo, who's this kid? And just that time, just before we dropped the video, Juice Back just went into overdrive.
Yeah.
And then we dropped Where It Goes, so just sort of like a follow-up. So, and then obviously now, you know, and obviously we had Youngster and everyone was like flipping about Youngster, but Youngster also was, he was on my mixtape before.
Yeah.
You know
that
what I mean? So
dope.
Yo! Dope. Fuck, and, you know, Stick 8, you know, he was on there already and I believed in this cat and I told him, move to Joburg and everything will change for you. And then, you know, now Shane is on this track and Shane killed this track too.
Shit.
So,
dog, that
the plug is real, son.
Wait, hold on. Can I just ask you something? When you heard Proverbs verse, like when you assembled this conglomerate of lyrical pedigree, what was the process? I'm really dying to hear this story.
I just made a call, dog.
Like,
I was like, yo, pro, can you come in the studio? And he was like, yo, when, fam, I'm ready. And he just had a lot to let loose.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
He just had a lot to say
and
let loose. And I think like that just made it even more magical because he's an OG, you know what I mean?
Yeah, damn straight.
So, you know, I actually don't have a favorite verse on the song, dog.
Dog,
it changes every fucking time.
I tried like, myself.
Yo,
it's too much.
You know, I think just because it's like, you know, and that's what someone just pointed it out. It's like your Switch has got the formula, like the way you're doing it right now by getting like, you know, the past, the present, and the future.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, like that is like, you know, that is, and bringing them all onto one thing, like a lot of people like understanding like, yo, this thing is really, really big. And that's what gives, you know, hip hop a longer sustainability and longevity. So it actually sustains itself by bringing back the old guys.
Yeah.
You know, by putting them on, not because like, you know, you'd think it'd be dope, or you're trying to capture market. But I just think like he's just really, he's really dope as he's been dope.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and not only that, like homie was like, "Yo, let's do it. I'm down." And yo, he was more excited than I was. I was like, "This guy's really excited."
Yeah, like when I heard like, Proverbs verse, when I heard Proverbs verse, I was like, "Yo, this nigga took off. He's riding Secrets Jack.
For real, for real.
Like, what the fuck?" Because like I heard it like Thursday, of course.
Yeah.
Yo, my boy. I was like, what is going on? I've never spazzed out like that since I was in high school for a track.
Right, but I think also Thursday was another story.
He saw me. He saw me. I was like, he saw me. He saw me spazzing out. I haven't spazzed like that in a while. Yeah.
I just think also like, you know, so we was talking about Kantare last week. So we dropped the video last week at Kantare. Apart from the turn up, like people, we performed last after all the new cats.
Yeah.
We performed at the end. It was, you know, obviously it was Questa, Reason, Shane, and of course Proverb. And we wanted to set it up like it was the music video. So it was like a battle scenario.
Oh, shit.
So we'd play the video and the performance will be live at the same damn time.
Yo, so battle look alike on the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it was so when people saw it, they were just like, what the fuck is going on here? And for some people, they've never seen a rap battle.
Yeah.
They've never seen it. They don't understand it. They're just like, wow, okay? And, you know, when we recorded the song, the only thing I had in my mind was, like, 8 Mile the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of comments are coming about, you know, we sort of duplicated Bounce with 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne. And I was just like, yeah, but this is what we're going to do anyway.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we're going to do. So whether it looks alike or not, it doesn't matter. I don't really care.
But right. That wasn't your attention.
We're
I love the video though. The video is very dope.
We're running out of time, so I've got 2 more questions, but I need real quick answers. So apparently, there's 2 videos.
Yeah,
I've only seen
two versions. One version's where it's a battle kind of vibe, and then the other one is black and white, where they're just doing performance. So they just come in one at a time. And by the way, it's a one take, so the camera doesn't ever cut. It's just moving around in a circle, which means that it's a one take.
Sounds dope, though.
So everyone just jumps in immediately straight after one another, just moving.
So how can people see both videos?
We haven't dropped the second one yet. We've only dropped the first one. We'll probably drop the second one. We're just using that as teasers. So you'd see it like on my Instagram. It's all black and white. And basically just you get to hear the rappers' verses on their own while you're like on your phone.
Okay. So, and also rest of the year, I hear the new mixtape is on the way.
Yep. We're busy with that at the moment, so you know it's just as you know the artists right now to get them into studios.
It's a mission, eh?
You should know.
All right, before I let you go, my G, real, raw, uncensored. What the fuck is on your mind? You have about 30 seconds.
Right now, I just want to fucking become the next best DJ out here. Not only that, the best mixtape host. You know what I mean? The host who most the most. And I will be the king of the mixtape. Trust. We'll see you guys at the Hip Hop Awards. Then we'll know who's best.
It's you. Monty, anything in closing from your side?
No, not too much, man. Except that the new Switch joint is hot. It's hot. I really enjoy it.
All right, cool. Old school?
You know me, fam. Yo, listen. When this track drops, like, I feel like Shane Ego has the assist of the year. Like, that was an alley-oop and a half. And, like, the rest of the niggas just dunked on them verses, baby. I was like, oh, my God. This is the hip-hop that I've been telling you guys about. You guys calling me old school. This is that real hip-hop, nigga. I told y'all, what happened to rap? This is what the fuck happens.
Yo, man, thank you so much for hanging out with us on the Capital Wrap-Up. We will be back next week, same time, same place, Wednesday at 3 p.m. Yep, this is DJ Switch, now or never.
Keeping it real. Man, what happened to rap? Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.